probably one of the greatest fears people have when they're first quitting smoking is the concern that they're going to become nervous wrecks after they quit smoking. And they're not just concerned that they're going to become nervous wrecks for a week or two. They're concerned, they are almost absolutely convinced, they're going to be more nervous after they quit smoking for the rest of their life because they quit smoking. Now, there's a real good reason why people believe this would happen. It's wrong, but there's a good reason why they believe it will happen. If you ask most smokers, what happens to their stress level? If they're really upset by a situation, something going wrong at work or at home, someone really ticks them off or some situation ticks them off, what happens to their feeling, their level of stress, if they take a cigarette? Now, you ask that question to most people who currently smoke. In fact, if you ask that question to most people who used to smoke, like, hey, when they were under stress, when they were smoking, what happened, how did they feel after they took the cigarette? Well, most current smokers and many ex-smokers will tell you, if they took a cigarette while under stress, they would calm down as soon as they took that cigarette. Now, this is not a psychological reaction. This is a true physiological property of nicotine. You give a smoker cigarettes when they're under stress, they will calm down in a relatively short time period. You would think then by default, if this isn't psychological, this is a true physical property of nicotine, you would think, well, of course if a person quits smoking, they're going to be more nervous the rest of their life. Because look, you're getting rid of a drug that was capable of calming them down. In a sense, though, it's amazing, because both statements are accurate. If you give a smoker cigarettes when they're under stress, they will become calmer. At the same time, if they quit smoking, if a person stops smoking and then encounters stress later after they quit, you know, and I'm not talking about the first week or two, but you know, later in their life after they quit smoking, they will in all likelihood be calmer after they quit smoking than they ever were while they were smoking. Well, how could both of those statements be true? How could getting rid of the drug that's calming you down make you become a calmer person? You have to understand the mechanism of how cigarettes calm you down. As I said, it was not psychological. It was a true physical property of nicotine. But to understand the mechanism behind it will give that answer of how come it calmed them down, and at the same time, how by quitting smoking, they can become calmer. Nicotine is a drug. The trick with nicotine is to keep the level constant. You have to be very careful with nicotine of not hitting extremes, either having too much in you or too little in you. If you have too much in you, you're poisoned. You feel terrible. If you have too little in you, you're in drug withdrawal. Your body is in a constant balancing act of trying to get enough nicotine in so you're not in withdrawal, but not get too much in so that you're, you know, poisoned. Now, nicotine doesn't stay in the body very long. It has a normal half-life in the brain of 20 or 30 minutes. Any activity that took 20 or 30 minutes would get tied into smoking, because as soon as you go 20 or 30 minutes into the routine, your nicotine level would drop, so you would now have to smoke in that interval. So now certain activities get tied into smoking. The normal half-life, as I said, is 20 or 30 minutes under normal conditions. Under abnormal conditions, you may hold nicotine in longer or you may lose it quicker. One thing that causes people to lose nicotine very quickly is stress. Stress has a physiological effect on the urine. It makes urine acidic. This happens to smokers and to non-smokers. Now, non-smokers, if they encounter stress, their urine becomes acidic, but they don't know it. There's no real physical manifestation that you feel when your urine becomes acidic. It's not like if a non-smoker encounters stress, you're going to all of a sudden hear them say, oh my God, what a day I'm having. Look what's gone wrong. And oh, and now darn, my urine's acidic. You will never hear a non-smoker say that. They will never say it. They will never think it. They don't know it's happening. It's just a physiological effect of stress that has no real bearing on them. Smokers are more complex. The example I use whenever I tell this analogy of how smoking affects smokers under stress and how nicotine affects smokers under stress. I use a flat tire for an example. As soon as a non-smoker sees a flat tire in their car, they're going to get upset. They are. You know, it's like non-smokers don't like flat tires. They are going to be late. They're going to be inconvenienced. They're going to have to call a tow truck. They're going to have to fix a tire themselves. Whatever it is, it's inconvenience to get a flat tire. People don't like them. Non-smokers do not like flat tires, nor do ex-smokers. They don't like flat tires. As soon as a non-smoker or ex-smoker sees a flat tire, their urine is going to become acidic. You are never going to hear a non-smoker or an ex-smoker, if you run into them on the street, looking at their car with a flat tire and just saying out loud, like, oh, what a damn having, I've got a flat, I'm going to be late, and darn, now my urine's acidic. You are never going to hear that from a non-smoker or an ex-smoker. It's something that's happening, but they don't know it's happening. The urine is acidifying, and they don't feel it. Smokers are more complex. See, a smoker goes out to the car, and they see a flat tire. Oh, as soon as the smoker sees a flat tire, well, smokers hate flat tires. They're going to be late. They're going to be inconvenienced. They're going to get dirty. They're going to have to change the flat. They're going to have to call a tow truck. All the same anxieties that a non-smoker has. They're going to have everything happen the same way for a few seconds. The urine will become acidic, just like the non-smoker's urine. But that's when delineation occurs of who's who. See, when the smoker's urine becomes acidic under that stress, they excrete nicotine. It's coming right out of the bloodstream into urinary bladder. The brain level of nicotine is dropped. This person is now going into a physical withdrawal state. They are churning inside, partially from the flat tire, partially from the withdrawal that is now kicked in because the flat tire made the urine acidic and they lost nicotine and now they're feeling a drug withdrawal state. Now they learn from years of practice that if they go in their pocket or purse and pull out a cigarette and take a couple of puffs, well, lo and behold, they're calming down. That calming effect is a false effect. It's not calming them out of stress. It's not fixing the flat tire. It's not making them get anywhere sooner. All it's doing is replenishing the nicotine that the stress, by making the urine acidic, made them lose. So where they're thinking like the cigarettes are calming them down from the stress, the cigarettes are just pulling them out of drug withdrawal that the stress induced. What this all translates down to, that is if they quit smoking, and then they encounter a stressful situation a week or two or a month or a year after they quit smoking, they're not going to get as upset as ex-smokers as they were as a smoker. Because as a smoker, they have a drug withdrawal effect going on. As an ex-smoker, no, they have stress going on. Yeah, they're still going to get irritated if they can't fix their problem, but they're not going into withdrawal in response to that problem. Given equivalent stress, they'll be calmer than when they were smokers. Now, I'm not saying if a person quits smoking and then, you know, 2 weeks or a year later they quit, they see a flat tire. It's never going to be that an ex-smoker is going to look at a flat tire and go, oh boy, flat tire, but I don't smoke. Now, they're still going to hate the flat, but they're not going into withdrawal because of it. Whenever I tell this explanation to people when they're quitting smoking, they think, I'm trying to make up a fancy reason of why they should calm down. That this really can't be true. You know, this has just got to, I'm trying to double talk them. But there's a simple way that I help them see that what I am saying is true for them. How their urine acidity makes them smoke more. Because stress isn't the only thing that causes this effect. Alcohol does it too. And that's where if you ask people what happens to their smoking when they drink, well, they smoke more. Yes, well, how much more? Oh, they smoke a lot more. Alcohol is really what stress is doing. It's acidifying the urine. It's making them lose nicotine. And they know when they are smoking and drinking, and when they are smokers and drinking, they smoke more. Very same reason. It has nothing to do with social aspects of it. They could be the only smoker there. They have to smoke more or they're facing withdrawal. The fear that people have that when they're first quitting that they're going to be nervous wrecks, it's based, again, on a totally false premise that they will be more nervous when they quit smoking. Now, yeah, the week you're quitting smoking, you're nervous. Hey, the week you're thinking about quitting smoking, you're nervous about it. But the nervous feeling that you have, the anxiety that you have that you're going to be nervous for the rest of your life, more so after you quit, it's based on a false premise. It's based on the fact that you believe cigarettes were calming you under stress, and they weren't. They were pulling you out of withdrawal under stress. This is a withdrawal that you will never face again. When you're not under stress and when you are under stress, you will never face nicotine withdrawal again once you quit, as long as you continue to stick with your personal commitment to never take another puff.